We all know we've had a pretty dry summer, but just how dry has it been and where are we at this point? Well, we're going to be talking more in the coming days about some drought meetings that are going to be held here in the region. But for right now, let's focus on some of the climatological data that we've picked up here over the last several weeks and few months. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources had a note here earlier this month about the water summary update, which they tend to do each month, especially during the summer season. And it showed that nothing surprising, that the precipitation levels were quite low again. They said in their news release that Iowa's July precipitation was 3.39 inches, which would be about 3/4 of an inch below normal for the month. Now, that's statewide, but some locations in southern Iowa had July rainfall of 4 inches less than normal. And that included areas like us. We weren't quite that bad, but our normal rainfall, the average rainfall for July for the most recently completed month, is 4.62 inches, but we picked up only 1.26 inches. So just about 1.25 inches as compared to about over 4.5 inches. So that's more than a 3.25 inch deficit from where we should be in an average year. And during the month of August, we've picked up a little bit of rain here. We had a more than 3/4 inch amount here recently, and some more rain in the forecast here. Not a lot necessarily. It's mostly scattered, but we typically average just a little shy of 4 inches in the month of August. So we'll see how we play out there the rest of this month with regard to total moisture here in the area. They said that July was the fourth below normal rainfall month in a row, and the 6th month this year that was drier than normal. So we do continue to see a pattern of deterioration of conditions across portions of northwest Iowa and the introduction of drought conditions across a large area of southern Iowa. That's according to Tim Hall. He's the DNR's coordinator of hydrology resources. He says July is normally a fairly wet month, but the expected rainfall didn't occur in much of that state. So in the water summary update, a lot of information that shows up there. And as far as the summary goes, we mentioned the statewide precipitation average of how dry it was. The driest of the conditions, though, were found here in southern Iowa, with some locations quite short. And the lack of rain resulted in expanding those drought conditions into all or parts of 24 counties across the southern part of the state. And that lack of rain was accompanied by temperatures that, as we all know, we lived through them, were slightly above normal for the month. And that left stream flow in western Iowa dropping, and a concern for shallow groundwater availability started to increase in some of those areas. Now, as for the drought monitor, the lower than normal rainfall in July led to an expansion of drought conditions over the last month. During the month of July, drought conditions expanded in both northwest Iowa as well as southern Iowa. In northwest Iowa, the area of D3 extreme drought doubled from 1.5% to over 3% of the state during July. Extreme drought conditions now cover all of Plymouth County as well as parts of the 4 counties surrounding Plymouth County in northwest Iowa. Also in southern Iowa, a large area of D1 drought was introduced, covering all or part of 24 counties, stretching almost from the Missouri River to the Mississippi River. 60% of Iowa is now designated as being abnormally dry or in drought, and that's up from less than 50% at the start of July. Now, those drought conditions are also building in states surrounding Iowa, too. We're not alone. D4 exceptional drought, the most severe drought designation, is present in western Kansas as well as western Nebraska. Almost the entire state of Nebraska is designated as abnormally dry or in drought conditions, as is over 80% of Kansas and over 60% of South Dakota. And large areas of dryness and drought are now present in Missouri and Minnesota as well. Now, as we look at some of those numbers that we've seen here lately, as far as the stream flow, during the month of July, they said stream flow conditions remain normal for much of the state, but portions of the Floyd, the West Fork Ditch, Maple, Soldier, and Monona-Harrison Ditch have below normal flow, and the Sheraton, Lower Des Moines, and Skunk Rivers decreased to below normal conditions since the last water update. There are some others as well that are moving in different directions. Up in northeast Iowa, some of those rivers are moving to high conditions because they've had much more rain than we have had here in the northeast part of the state of Iowa. Groundwater conditions also are starting to see declining levels. The July shallow groundwater level conditions were statistically normal across much of the state, but some areas were continuing to exhibit increased water stress and declining levels. Those stream base flow trends were used as an indicator of long-term water level changes in shallow aquifers, and during July, below normal base flow was seen in three general areas. Those include parts of northwest Iowa around the Floyd River and lower Little Sioux and Maple Rivers, parts of east central to southeast Iowa around the lower Iowa and Cedar Rivers, and parts of south central to southeast Iowa around the Skunk and the lower Des Moines Rivers. There were some other areas, too, starting to show some stress. Also, when it comes to soil moisture, the Iowa Flood Center map shows soil wetness in percentage at the 20-inch depth for the last day of July, and that map is put together each year. And what it shows, in early July, only about one-third of topsoil and subsoil was rated as short or very short of moisture, but by the end of July, those ratings had risen to over 45%. Across western and southern Iowa, 65 to 70% of subsoil and topsoil is now rated as short to very short of moisture. And again, looking at the map, you see some trends there too. You can see very clearly where some folks have had more rain up in the northeast corner of the state, and some folks have had much less rain, especially up in the northwest portion of the state. And here in southwest Iowa, we're kind of like some other areas, especially across the southern tier of counties. Now, they also have some graphs that show some of the data that we've kind of talked about here, too. When you look at that drought monitor map, you can very clearly see the area that is showing extreme drought, and that is up in Plymouth County and a few of those surrounding counties there. It's not a giant area of the state, but it is enough of the area of the state that it does swing out as well. There are also some D2 and D1 areas that show either severe or moderate drought. And we've got a large chunk of southwest Iowa that does literally run from the Missouri to the Mississippi River, where it's either abnormally dry or in the D1 moderate drought range. And that includes much of our listening area here as well. There is a swath of area, northern Pottawatomie County up into Shelby and Audubon and northern Guthrie County, southern Crawford and Carroll counties, a swath there that just intersects in between the two areas of dryness in southern Iowa and northwest Iowa, where it's close to normal in those areas. The stream flow map also shows very similar conditions. It shows in south central and southeast Iowa and in the western portion of the state where things have slowed a bit, but on the other side up in northwest Iowa where some of those stream flow conditions are very high. And also when you take a look at some of the other notes, the average temperature map, that's not helping things either. You know what it was like in the month of July and what it's been like here in early August as well, as we lived through all of that. It's been warm and very, very dry. And also, if you take a look at that accumulated precipitation map, which kind of shows in the percent of normals, then the normals are figured over a 30-year period from 1991 to 2020 is the most recent normals period that's used to figure averages. You take a look at what's out there, and you see very quickly that the precipitation levels were well below normal, and not especially it's in the southern part of the state for this last month, in the month of July. The northeast part of the state, again, was very high on precipitation, some of those areas nearing about double what they normally would get. While on the other side, here in southwest Iowa, that map continues to show a chunk of the area getting anywhere from 25 to maybe 50% of what we would normally get in the month of July, and some areas for the most part only getting even as much as 50 to 75% on the high end, but most all areas are showing that they are relatively low here in southwest Iowa. So looking at all of those numbers that they've compiled for the month of July, and then what we've seen so far here early in the month of August, we would suspect that it's going to worsen just a bit when we get numbers for the in September for the month of August when they compile those monthly numbers, unless we see a dramatic shift in the rainfall patterns here in these final couple of weeks of the month of August. So dryness out there, if you suspect that it was pretty dry out, well, the numbers back all of that up. So keep praying for rain and hope we can pick up a little bit more here too as we finish off the rest of the month of August.